Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Guys, welcome to Nit Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate
I can't
being clean aesthetic girly and mob wife girly.
So if I could just show you what Ashley is wearing today. You might have seen on Instagram, I did post it.
My shoes aren't very mob wife.
No, we'll forget them. She's got, obviously, Chanel, black Chanel classic handbag. Is that a classic one?
A flap.
She's got a really, really big woolly hat on, like a Russian...
PLT.
You wouldn't think that. What are they called? What kind of hat is that?
I would say it's like a bucket hat, but fur...
That is not a bucket hat.
It's called fur bucket hat on PLT.
It looks like she's got a hood up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's got leather gloves with fur around the wrist. She's got a very long, dark fingernail and a big fucking rock on finger. Now, if we move over to me for a moment, I am wearing...
Yeezys. Do people still wear them?
Well, I do.
Clearly.
I'm wearing... Do you know what? I'll tell you what happened this morning. I got dressed, then saw it was raining, realised I didn't have a coat that matches what I was wearing, so I had to quickly strip. So I'm wearing some black Yeezys, just the sporty ones, some Nike leggings.
Leggings?
Yeah, they're good. A white Adenola t-shirt.
I've not bought Nike for ages.
And a Saint Laurent hoodie that I haven't got on right now. And I have got short hair that I've done nothing with, which I knew would happen.
It looks gorgeous.
I knew this would happen.
We love
and
that
yeah,
on you.
And yeah, we look very different. If we were to be a boyfriend and girlfriend, I would be the boyfriend right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be the one giving the dick.
Yeah,
you'd be taking it.
100%. So Lauren's had a really stressful week and she's lost a lot of weight. Like, me and Christina saw her before and we're like, girl,
do I actually look thinner? Does my face look thinner? Because that's where I wanted to lose.
No, your head didn't. It was when she took the coat off.
Yeah. Like, dun, dun, dun. I actually don't think I've lost that much weight, but I have lost a bit. But I tell you what, I've just not been eating that much.
Tell everyone what happened to you this week.
Oh, I forgot. okay, so this week I had my Instagram deactivated.
It's not deactivated, yeah. Not hacked.
Well...
So basically, guys...
Tell the story of what happened. I'm going to put my hoodie on. Tell the story of what happened.
This is an epidemic that's going on at the minute in the influencer... Mainly, actually, the aesthetics world. I don't know why. But what people are doing is... And it's happened to me. It's happened to Lauren. I can guarantee it will have happened to someone else that you know. Basically, someone can pay a hacker to... report your page with bots as impersonating someone else. So while Instagram investigate it, they deactivate your account. So you literally go to log in one day, even if you've got a blue tick, and it goes, sorry, your account's been deactivated and deleted because you're impersonating someone else.
I honestly thought that they'd just seen me at the gym that morning and they'd been like... Wow, that's the biggest catfish ever. I literally got...
It's
said
really
that I'd been
bad,
impersonating
though, and
someone.
It's for fucking losers doing that.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah.
So I...
It was stressful.
I took it well, to be fair. It was really... But it wasn't for that long. It was really, really funny. I'm just sat there with James on the sofa and look at my phone, and I was like, And it was literally like,
it's the black screen, isn't
I was like,
it?
And he went, what's happened? And I was like, Instagram's gone. It's gone. And then I was going, my job, my career. I was like, I've built this up. And he was like, oh my God, oh God. And you know, when they don't know what to do. And he was like, what can I do? What can I do? And I was like, Tesco, quick. And he's like, what do you need? I was like, 20 Lambert and Butler. Genuine, this is what happened. And I was, and he was panicked. And he's like, got his coat on. Anything else? I went, painkillers. And he's like, right, okay. What, which one? Sobadol. He's like, right, okay.
Sobadine. They're banning them soon. So well, stop I better up, stop guys. Up.
So off he goes, and I'm pacing up and down. And I spoke to my friend. I obviously told you straight away. Told my friend Anna, who's really, really nice.
Guys, also, I know I get messages every single day. Does hi, Ashley, I know your account got deactivated. How did you get it back? Literally, guys, there's no magic way. You can't pay someone. There's no magic way. You just have to persist with Instagram.
So I spoke to, it was really fun actually. So my friend Anna does loads of social stuff. She's amazing with Instagram.
You owe her a bottle of wine.
I do. She messaged them for me. Anyway, they said, can we speak to you on the phone?
Yeah.
So she's texting me and my head's gone. Like, I'm smoking, my head's gone. And she was like, you need to pretend to be me. And I was like, right, okay. So, and then I was like, well, what accent can I do? I don't know any accents other than Scottish. So I get this call, right? And then halfway through, she texts me and says, no, it's you. So I'm going, hello. And I didn't know what to do. And I was like, it's Anna. It's Anna here. And then, it's Irish. And then she was like, is Lauren there? And I was like, yes, 1 second. Lauren, are you here? And then I was like, throwing my voice to the other side of the room. Yes, 1 minute. It was really funny. Anyway, that didn't work. But luckily, Cassie, shout out, knows somebody who used to work at Meta. She messaged them on LinkedIn and bless his heart, also owed a bottle of champers. I said I'd send nudes and she said he's gay. So I was like, I'll send dick pics with James. Not a problem. James, to be honest, if I had asked for a dick pic to get my Instagram back, would have gone and had a wank for it. Like, he's so good like that. So yeah, eventually I got it back. But there was, the frightening thing about this industry is you feel like it can be taken away quite easily.
Yeah,
but I've got a contact now, so bitch, don't try it again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just really, it's
so
sad. Small dick behaviour.
But what was really funny is we were talking, because to be honest, I don't think it's always that, I think sometimes you just get targeted. I don't think it's always that someone has targeted you. I think sometimes the hackers just think.
When it happened to me.
Well, I think it depends, but the funniest thing is Ashley was like, I really can't understand who would do this to you because, like, not many people like me, but everyone seems to like, you're more liked than me. Yeah. You don't have any enemies. Like, loads of people don't like me, but people quite like you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was shocked.
Yeah. There's nobody that I don't think doesn't like me, really. Mm. Well, if they do, then fine. But I don't know.
Anyway, we got it back.
Whatever, we got it back.
Good.
So I lost weight.
Your lip dissolved.
So on Monday after recording, and it wasn't, I had a funny turn then, didn't I? I felt ill. Tuesday, I went and, you know, I'd already had one side dissolved,
yes.
Little lump, and I'd put in it off because I'm allergic to dissolver and my whole face swells up.
Yeah.
And I had the other side dissolved.
It looks nice.
What do you think?
Do you know what someone said the other day? And I was like, wow, fillers are going to be the next sunbeds.
Really, do you think?
That stuck with me. I do. I honestly, and do you know what? We've had this conversation. We regret getting them when we were so young.
Yes.
And by the time I was 25, I had a full face of filler.
I agree.
Full face, everywhere. Head, shoulders, knees, toes. Like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of paying for it with, like, I'm having to do a lot more. Like, I don't get filler anymore, really. I get it in the end of my nose, tiny bits in my lips, a bit here.
This is everywhere.
Not like I used to get it everywhere.
I remember being probably 22 and having full cheeks.
Yeah.
And at the time, though, I have to say I did look better. Yeah. I did. I'm sorry, but I did.
Yeah.
And it's all very well saying, oh, we've dissolved it now. It's not all gone.
It's not
if
all
I,
gone.
If it had all gone, I would want it back. So I think there's a time and a place for it. I think lips are not, they're going down. People are not
doing
them.
Lip.
I love big lips. I really do.
They're very sexy, aren't they?
I love them, but I love natural big lips.
Yeah, like
Angelina, Rosie. They are stunning. But
you
filler,
can't achieve them
you
with
can't
filler,
really.
No.
I did well, but you can't really. But what I have noticed is since I dissolved my top lip, honestly, James has said you look so much better.
Yeah,
he said you look more naturally pretty. Your mouth looks a nicer shape. Mm. His mum said the same. So what I was going to do is have them have a little bit put back in, but I'm not. I've still got it in my bottom. I've not touched my bottom lip.
No.
I've not dissolved that.
I had photo fab.
Your skin looks fucking incredible.
It hurts. Mm. Not as much as I thought. It doesn't hurt as much as Lumeca.
Lumeca hurts.
Woo! Lumeca what? Is... I wouldn't...
No, it's unpleasant.
Imagine a man getting Lumeca. They wouldn't be able to, would they? They wouldn't be able to.
I think Lumeca is very painful. It's on nearly as... No, it's not as bad as eyebrow tattoo removal. That is the most painful thing I've ever had. Like, mouth watering.
Proper lasers.
Agony pain.
And it's over in 1 minute.
1 minute, but the pain is...
You know what's coming next with
and you
the
jump
light.
In. Yeah. So, photofibers, I am having it done soon as well. I think probably the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, what
so
happened.
So, you go in and you have one layer of IPL, then a second layer of IPL at a different level, and then a third layer of resurfacing.
Because there's different... The photofab, the machine does different things, doesn't it?
And I had
the Resurfx, is that...
so I have
I'm having that
as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it tightens your skin, improves your pores, gets rid of... It's pigmentation is one of the reasons I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And it gives you that glass skin.
Glow, glass, yeah.
You have, is it every 4 weeks?
Three. But make sure you go to a place and make sure your Charlotte's got a ice blower.
Oh, yes, you can cool yourself down. I do that when I have my tattoo.
Couldn't have done it without that.
But I just think beauty is pain.
Have you seen those pictures of Kylie Jenner as well that everyone's rambling on
I don't
on
think
about?
She looked bad.
No, it's just like a normal
she
thing.
She's like and a normal face.
People are being really mean and they're like, imagine like looking like that 25. Bitch, that girl could buy your whole...
Family.
Village.
She could buy
and
your...
the rest.
She
like,
could buy your
she's
dad.
She's not bothered about Dave calling a trout pout.
I agree.
Like...
I honestly don't think she looks bad. And I think it's just this is what it kind of shows about the media. Their narrative on that particular day was to take a bad picture and not make it
but
look good.
You're not on TikTok. It was all over TikTok.
Why?
Christina, did you see?
Is this where she's...
I honestly didn't think she looked
got
bad.
The eye black dress. Thing. Yeah.
I honestly, and I'd say if I did, what were we looking at?
You can tell, Lauren.
What were we looking at?
She's got those Mylar bags. I think it's from... I had it before, too much skin booster as well.
Right.
And it gives you like a pouch effect there.
I maybe didn't look at the right picture because I genuinely...
Everyone messages me all the time, why don't you agree with under eye filler? And I'm like, because I've had that happen to me before and it's horrible.
I've got a little lump there from having it
in the mirror
ago.
And you're like, this is me today. And it's when you're like, if you're hungover or you've not drank enough water.
Depending what kind of... mental state and body state.
But isn't it so sad how like we have all this to worry about and men don't?
But at the same time, if you're an unattractive man, you will remain an unattractive man.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Whereas as a female, you can be a 5 out of 10, and with the right amount of money and a good skincare surgeon and makeup, you can be a 9. If you're a 5 and you're a man that's a 5, you are a 5 forever.
Do you not think men can have glow ups?
I think they can have a level.
They can grow a beard. That's the
go to the gym, new clothes,
teeth.
Okay. They can get the teeth done. They can grow a beard. Everyone should have a beard. Not a beard, sorry.
Stubble.
Some form of stubble.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
It should be like compulsory.
Yeah.
no, it should. And if you've got a receding chin, you should have
a bit more,
a bit more there. Yeah. teeth, they can get done, can't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they can.
I don't
do
like men with teeth that are too dumb.
Too like heavy on.
Ugh.
I think the
and
other
men
thing,
that tan.
Yeah, that's not something.
No, like the odd sunbed is okay, like, but not like the tanning injection look.
The tanning injection look is it's an illness for one.
Yeah, it is an illness, isn't it?
It's an illness, and the color is almost
terracotta.
Like a gray. It's green.
Yeah,
it's when your tan's gone out of date. And you put it on before you wash it off. It's that green. And they get the freckles. And you just... And the eyes go yellow. It's not... If you are using tanners, it's not good. Mm. It does not look nice. And if you think it looks nice, you need help.
Do you know what actually makes me feel physically sick? Men vaping.
It's not something I've ever thought about.
Oh.
I don't mind a man having a fag.
Yeah, a fag is fine. But when you see them with the little Lost Marys... Like having a,
having
a strawberry.
On a strawberry,
like,
yeah,
oh,
I get that.
No.
It's, do you know, I don't, I I don't feel like I see much vaping.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't take any. I walk around and I don't look at anything. No. I'm terrible for that. Really bad. I also went to the dentist and had another chat about my teethy pegs.
My teeth.
More teeths. We spoke about what I want them like. So he was basically saying that I can have them where they go a little bit translucent towards the end. So the more natural. I can have the lines, which is what you said. Yeah. I can have the edges. He was like, what do you want?
Your smile design, baby.
It was my smile design. And I was like, I kind of want them like they are now. Maybe a bit translucent at the end. But I don't want them too natural, to be honest.
I mean, if you're doing it.
Because I want people to be like, I don't know. I don't want people to look at me like, oh my God, a teeth.
Fake teeth and fake tits are usually a status symbol.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got the tits.
So you may as well get the teeth. Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, especially keep it natural.
That's like with guys like in a gold Rolex and fake teeth. They're like, I can afford this.
I can afford. And they go around and all the pictures like this.
Yeah. And then the steering wheel at the Range Rover as well.
I am not okay, and I don't know why, and it's so sexist, but I am not okay with men showing material things.
No!
Picturing the, with the watch and the steering wheel. It's fucking
but also,
vile.
Like,
why?
Get back to work.
Yeah.
Why are you posting Instagram stories in the day?
Do you know
you've got me to provide for. Get off the app.
Yeah, get to the meetings. I also can't stand the slow round the gym and then it gets to the mirror and the top lift up.
Oh.
When it pans round and then it comes to, and then it's
vile.
Like this.
Do you know what I saw?
That's not something I'm all right with. If James has never in his life
if James
taken
did
a
that,
selfie.
It'd be divorce papers.
Oh my God, he's never taken a
Men
selfie.
Men should not take selfies. Mm-hmm.
With the kids he does, or with me, but never on his own.
No, never.
He has never stood in front of the mirror with a phone and gone.
I saw a man today, Lauren, on my feed, and he put a picture, selfie in a mirror in a hospital gown.
Wow. Unless he'd torn his cruciate thing and he was a footballer, and then we're going to let it slide. Then we're still going to reply. If it was an ACL from a footballer,
no,
you might let that go.
No, but like, men being ill as well, isn't it?
Mm, it is a
little Do you know
bit.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But we are like that though, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Right, so Lauren, it's Valentine's Day coming up. And we've all been there in our feels about, like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Do we still do that?
Who's going to send me flowers? Do you remember that funny story? The flowers with me?
No. Oh, my God, yeah.
If you're new here, I'll tell this story. I'll tell it quickly. Anyway, long story short, it was Valentine's Day and I was speaking to a few different guys and it would always be like, how many bouquets of flowers are you going to get sent to your desk? And everyone would have to like carry them back to the car. Anyway, I got to my desk and there was this amazing bouquet of flowers. It must have been like a £200-£300 bouquet of flowers. And it just said, to Ashley from ? And I was like, well, it could be,
Could be this one, yeah.
And then I got a Asda... Like, in, you know when the flowers are shit and they're in a cardboard box?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it said to Ashley from and the person's
name. So he was proud about
a person's name, yeah. So I was like, right, that's it now. Yeah. We have got the ick. Like, we're done. So to make this man feel tiny because of the crank that I am, I literally put his Asda flower next to these other bouquets and this massive one was at the front and I took a picture of it and I was like, thank you for my flowers, full stop. And then he texts back like, I'm glad you like them. Anyway, I stopped talking to him, like block him, blah, 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 blah. Weeks later, he was like, I really need to talk to you. And I was like, no!
He'd already been swapped.
His mates knew that he was sending me this massive bouquet of flowers with the question mark and they ordered me those off Asda and wrote his name in it.
Oh, that is so mean.
And I was horrible to him.
James sent me some flowers on Valentine's Day before we'd even met. So we started speaking in like the November on Instagram. We didn't swap numbers till like the January. We didn't meet till in May because I was rotating.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
was fucking rotating as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. Mm. And in the February, he sent me some flowers and we'd never even met.
That's
How cute is that? And he just sent me some roses to the, and he was like, I felt like we'd been speaking and I had to, and I actually thought they were off someone else. So that's awkward. But
did he put question mark? Hey guys, that's a really good way of finding out how many guys your girl is talking to by sending them question mark
and
flowers.
And see if they tell you
and
about
see
it.
If they, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I did?
Let's not give the game away.
I actually posted one of my friends' bunches. Everyone's done that,
Everyone
right?
Everyone does
yeah.
that.
Whenever flowers come into our work, which are yeah. never for me because I'm not that girl, everyone runs to the flowers. Is anyone else in an office with women? And if anyone gets sent the flowers, everyone runs
takes
to them,
the
takes
them.
The picture to piss someone off.
Obviously.
Everybody does it.
Right, so we've had a message.
Okay.
Hi girls, love the pod so much. I'm having a dilemma. I'm 25 and although I don't have loads of friends, I do have a group of girls that I'm very close with mm-hmm. and I have been for many years. Recently, I've started feeling a little bit isolated from them as they've started buying houses, having babies and generally adulting more than I am ready to. We hardly see each other anymore, and when we do, it's just for coffee dates every few weeks. When I see them, I feel like they're judging me and my boyfriend, like we go out to raving parties, and they don't understand why we still want to do this. How do I communicate to them that I feel like this, and what do you suggest we do together, as I actually really do like them as friends, and I don't want to lose them, but I just feel like we're really distant.
Second group of friends that are more
second
on your
group of friends.
This happens. This is so.
She's only 25.
This is
Lauren.
so normal. So when I went through my girlfriends, there's like six of us. Everyone's got partners. I've been friends with them since I was 15 and their partners. And they were all lucky enough to meet their partners at 16, 17, 18. And they've stayed with them and they are
Sounds
very happy.
Like hell.
They've got families. They have settled and they are very, very happy. And I love them all. However, I was the one that wasn't that. Got married, got divorced. Oh, hey, Lauren, butt of the joke, every joke, butt of every joke. Oh, another one of Lauren's, oh, which house is this one going to go wrong? Lauren's single again. Who are you coming to the meal with? And I was the single one. And what I did is, like you've just said, you love them dearly and they're still your friends. So I still had them, absolutely. But I started meeting people that were more at my stage of life.
But she's feeling judged by them and it doesn't sound like you ever felt judged by your friends.
No, I felt pitied.
Yeah, but not
but judged. Not in a nasty way.
I think that's that, to be fair, do you know what, babe? What they are being like is a projection of themselves. Like, obviously, I am in like a happy situation, what have you. And I've got hundreds of single friends. Like, one spent the weekend with me because she's going through some stuff. And I am there to like listen, have a glass of wine with her, like whatever she needs me to be. I would never, ever want to make anyone feel judged just because they like going out still.
Yeah, I think.
I don't like that.
No, I don't. And I think you have to kind of remember that everyone is at a different stage. And these friends, if you ask me, are probably a bit gel.
Mm. That's, you're still that's the vibe I'm getting.
100% gel.
Do you think that?
I've been in that scenario in my late... Well, I mean, she said she had a boyfriend, but they go out raving and stuff like that. Might not be that serious. But when I was like single, dating loads of people, late 20s, I used to get judged by my friends from home. And I think they were just jealous.
Yeah.
Because they had kids quite young.
Yes.
And
they're trapped.
Yeah. And then it was always like, you'd always get, oh, why didn't you get with him? Why didn't you get with him? And you're like, no, he's not my type or whatever. And they couldn't understand why you didn't want a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it's like, or like any single person, they were like, they couldn't understand why I wouldn't be attracted to him. And I'm like, just because I'm single, I'm not desperate.
Yeah.
And how funny is it that men do the opposite when they are all single and a lad's got a girlfriend?
They give him
Why'd you got a horrible girlfriend?
Yeah. I think,
and really, they all want one.
I think what you have to remember, we've spoken a few times about the second wave, I call it. Mm. And that is basically where you're the single one at the beginning and everyone's settled down having babies and you're like, boo-hoo, wait till the 40. Because then we get what we call the second wave.
Mm.
And that is when you are old enough and grown enough and know yourself enough to meet the right person for you.
Yeah.
You meet that person. But unfortunately, a lot of your friends who settle down very young have then changed and you get the 40-year-old divorces, the affairs, the divorces, the breakups, the drama. However, you we'll do your fun. And the women that get judged, and they shouldn't, for going out in the 40s and 50s, yeah, getting pissed and pulling, because they've done it the other way around, which is fine. But don't, that will probably come. So I think just be really secure in where
like
you're
that's
at.
That's a very northern thing as well. Like in London, like when I went out in London,
they don't
there was
settle
like,
down young.
No, like everyone was just like totally mixed bag of people.
Yeah.
Like it's very like, yeah.
If you're having a good time, and I honestly, I would not change those the times I've been single. I think at the time you might now and again think, but you've got so much time to settle down.
Yeah.
You can't do it the other way around.
Yeah.
Really. You can't have a boyfriend and then try and have fun when you're older, because your body won't let you, for one.
Yeah.
So while you...
That's and, so true.
And you're not as fit and sexy. So you have to do this particular thing this way round.
Yeah.
Get the years under your bloody belt.
Yes.
Have fun. Go to raves. While your body will allow you to stay up till 6 in the morning, you do that. Because let me tell you,
after,
there comes a point where it's all gone and you just look at it as a distant memory. I look at my single friends and it's like I'm reaching my hand out and I can almost touch, but not anymore.
Yeah.
And I remember that. Yeah. And I enjoyed that. Enjoy every second of it.
100%.
Because once you are settled with kids, you ain't going back, hun.
And don't feel guilty about it either.
Still see your friends, but I would suggest you find a group that are a bit more on your wavelength so that you can feel you've got more in common. It just is what it is. And what you might find is you drift in and out of different friendship groups, don't you? And I think that's fine, depending on where you're at in your life.
Yeah.
Like now I've kind of gone quite a lot back to my girlfriends at home only because we're doing couple stuff. I'm getting married. It's just, it's normal and it's natural. Get a couple of friends that are on your wavelength as well.
Agree.
Do you know what? That actually reminds me. We've got a message coming up that we're going to talk about on Patreon. One of our messages to us, and it actually says that this particular person is kind of similar situation, but she feels like everyone's putting her off kids. No one ever says anything positive about it. So I don't feel like you're in the same situation. The girl that sent that message, you're not on your own. I feel like there's quite a lot of people thinking that. But we've
I think
got that on
that
Patreon.
This time of year definitely pulls up those.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more.
Are you doing Galentine's or are you doing Valentine's?
Yeah.
And you
it's
start,
like a separation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that question coming through on the
and
Patreon.
And maybe
so
even
we'll
if
talk
you
about
are
it.
Settled, you kind of romanticise your fun.
You romanticise each way. The grass is not greener, but you always wank over it.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you like that?
I love that.
The grass isn't always greener, but you still wank over it. That's really good.
Well done, Lauren. That should be on a t-shirt.
And speaking about wanking, on Sunday, we were literally messaging, me and James were messaging Ashley. We were going to a disgusting trampoline park with 4 kids. And I was like, I bet she's in bed wanking. And James was asking, he was like voice noting her saying, have you ever been to a trampoline park? And we were taking the piss saying she basically sits in bed and wanks all day.
Is that not what everyone wants to do on a Sunday, Lauren?
Want? What I want to do on a Sunday compared to what I do on a Sunday are two very different things. Were you actually wanking on this occasion or no?
Honestly, I have the item for you, Lauren. Love honey.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'll go to. To be fair, do you know what? You've already got one.
I have got one. I haven't
got
the womanizer.
You know what I'm talking
X,
about? The womanizer. I am beyond obsessed with it. Honestly, guys, like, I am a full-blown fan of this product.
I thought you were going to say I'm a full-blown wanker.
Well, I am that as well. But honestly, the reason why I absolutely love this is because they upgrade it all the time. And this one is the latest model. So this is the next.
They're always switching it up, aren't they? And I like that because I feel like it's like having a new little excitement. And it's tight. It's nice. It fits in the hand nicely.
It's palm-sized. It can give you multiple orgasms, which honestly it does. It's got like this air technology. So you know when you say it's a clit sucker, it's a clit blower kind of,
it's like a blowy sucking,
yeah. I can't
it's not a vibrate, it's like a...
until you've tried it, like I can't explain, but it's the best one that I've ever used. If you purchase this, you have got a guaranteed hours of fun.
Oh really? So you need to block some time out for this
one as well, Lauren.
Go on.
So Lauren's told a story a few episodes ago about when she caught someone having a wank.
I did catch him having a wank,
babe. This is almost silent.
Oh, so there is no wanky catching going on. No pet. If you live with your parents, there's no uncomfortable feeling there. If you've just said no to your boyfriend to having sex and then gone upstairs for a wank, he's not going to know.
The only thing they'll hear is you screaming the house
down.
That's
the only part they're going to hear. But do you know what? We love Honey. We've worked with them before. They've sponsored this episode as well. And they always give us a discount code.
Yes.
It's the number one retailer, isn't it, online?
for everything
sexy.
Pleasure.
There's so much on there.
There
you
is
know.
So much. So some of our favourites that we've spoken about before, and we're lucky enough to have tried quite a bit of the stuff out. It's Valentine's Day coming up. The delivery is so fast on their stuff.
Yeah, and so, it doesn't say anywhere where it's from, which I think is really important.
The packaging is so discreet. But some of our favourites, we love the body stockings. Yes. Girls, if you're on a budget and you want to look sexy as fuck, literally get one of the fishnet
body
stockings.
It looks good on everyone, no matter what your body type, because they're not tight, actually.
And it's one size.
And it's got like gaps, so you actually... It flatters whatever.
Yes.
Doesn't show any
we
lumps
and bumps.
We love
a body stocking, don't we?
The anal plug. The anal
the plug
with
plug
the...
With the diamond heart.
Yes, with the pink diamond heart. If anything's going to be hanging out your ass, it might as well be a pink diamond heart.
Exactly. I talked you into
you
that
You taught
one.
Me into that one.
And then they also have this glass clear... Like dildo thing.
Very aesthetic girly.
Like very aesthetic girly. I feel like it's a coffee table piece.
Don't put that on your coffee. I feel like it's a jewellery holder. You could hold your necklaces
anyway,
over it.
It does lots of things, but we are so happy to say that Love Honey is sponsoring this episode. And honestly, guys, the Womanizer Next is the ultimate vibrator. So if you are celebrating Galentine's and you've got a friend that you're like, She needs
a
she
wank.
Needs it. I can promise you.
Nip took 15.
Yeah. Pleasure guaranteed.
Little discount. Anything on the website as well, actually.
Love it. So our code is NIPTUCK15 and that will get you 15% off everything.
And also, can you tell us, like, we share everything on this podcast. Can you tell us which things you like and recommend? There's so much on the website. It's hard to go through.
Yes.
So we've tried loads, but let us know like what you think, what you like. Is there any lubes on there? Let us know and then we can tell everyone else.
There's one actually called Liquid Silk that's very good.
With that on your body stocking.
And your Womanizer Next.
Oh my God, there's the heartbeat one as well. Have you seen
I've seen people with that on Instagram. That is super
it's
cute. Cute.
And it's like a clip blow sucky thing.
Yeah.
It's in a heart shape.
Yes, it's meant to be really good, the heart. Actually, me and you have got one on the way from them, so we will feed back, girlies. And our code works on that as well. So don't forget, guys, NIPTUCK15 over on Love Honey for all things pleasure.
I get DM'd all the time asking for my Love Honey code, you know.
Wow. There we go.
Right, gang, we are going into a little break. Ashley is going to brush her hat and then we're going to be back with more juice.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
For me to get married again, they have to tick the right boxes.
Yeah.
Because I'm just sick of these Klingons who turn into Mr. Prices. I just want to meet someone who wants me for me.
Mm.
But yeah, I would get married. I can't wait. Should we organise it?
This is The Katie Price Show, a podcast all about me and my life. Alongside
me, Kate's sister, Sophie.
Me and Soph, we're so close. But you would not think we are from the same family. I mean, if you could see Soph now, she dresses like...
Go on.
Completely
a librarian.
But this would make me puke.
Oh, no, what?
Bad breath, and if they get white bits at the side of their mouth. I think it's pretty obvious he's gone off it. It seems like he's probably having an affair.
Hey.
Anyway, I am a nice person. So come on, give it a listen. Just search for The Katie Price Show. New episodes out every Thursday.
Right, guys, we are back and it's your favourite time ever. Bargain, 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 bargain bucket tips and questions. Dun, dun. Did you like that?
I've right. done something a little bit different for us this yeah. week. So I have been in my like good sleep and wellness era. Mm-hmm. I hate the use okay. of that word, but here we are. So as you're getting older, and also, do you know what? I feel like people don't go out as much anymore.
No, really definitely don't.
The best way to invest is in yourself. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like we've just spoken about that womanizer. Yes, I know we're sponsored by them, blah, 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 blah. But all I can say is, girls, especially if you're single, follow this routine and get yourself an amazing vibrator as well, because it makes a world of difference.
Do you know, having an orgasm genuinely mentally is good for you. Like, it is good for you. So even if, I don't think it's even the sex, it's the ending.
100%.
It's actually really good for you.
You'll be a nicer person.
That skin lady told you that it was like very important.
Very important to have orgasms. Yeah, and it stops period pain as well if you do it just before your period.
When I have bladder infections, it stops the pain.
Really?
For a little bit, yeah. It's like it numbs the area.
Oh my God, amazing. Right, okay. So what I've done here is I have done a list of, because we always talk about like makeup, hair, clothes, blah, blah, blah in this section. This is Get Unready With Me. This trend's all over TikTok.
I was going to say, it feels very TikTok-y.
It's very TikTok-y. So I was like, do you know what? There's so much that I could say here, Lauren, mm-hmm. about getting unready. So these are self-care habits that you should adapt into your everyday routine. Obviously, we're not saying spend loads of money. These are just like little things yeah. that can make such a big difference. You know, when you've been at work all day, it's dark outside, you get home, you want to make yourself feel good, have that amazing sleep and wake up ready for the next
and
day.
And now's the time to do it. Like, it's dark early. You're not sitting out in the garden. Like, now's yeah. the time to get shit done.
100%. So one of our tips that I know me and you always do, as soon as you get home, take your makeup off.
I sometimes on a Monday when I get home from recording, I will get a shower or a bath immediately because I can't bear like it being on my face anymore.
You have to.
All of it off.
It's so bad for your skin having that makeup sitting there all day. So it's really important that you do that. So start trying to get into the routine of taking your makeup off as soon as you get home. And we're not talking with a makeup wipe.
Absolutely not.
We're talking a nice double cleanse.
Sometimes I will do a makeup wipe, but only a good one first.
In the car.
Then a double cleanse. Yeah, or in the car. Yeah. For my eyes.
Some people, I've seen people doing that. Like,
yeah, I'll do one and then
stuff.
I'll do, yeah.
So yeah, get into that habit. As soon as you get in, wash your hands, take your makeup off. Lauren, I know you won't do the wash your hands bit.
I don't need to because the cleanser will wash my hands.
Always do a double cleanse at night and a single in the morning mm-hmm. because you don't need to do a double in the morning.
No. I'll be honest, I don't always do a full cleanse in the morning. Sometimes I
Water.
Do a
Toner. Yeah. Yes. Okay, start winding down when you get home. So put your nightshirt on, your robe. Basically, I was listening to this gynecologist a few weeks ago, and it was like, you shouldn't wear knickers and trousers all the time.
All right, you should let air to the vagina.
Yeah, so get like a nightshirt.
And have your fanny out.
Well, take your knickers off and put your jammers on
Jesus,
your robe
Jesus, be careful
on.
No one's coming round. Like, if your mother-in-law's coming round and you uncross your legs to get a cup of tea, get a full view of your growler.
But yeah, also, you should always wear slippers and socks when you're in the house. Because okay. if you've got cold feet, you get a cold womb. Like women's
the feet
are really linked
to your womb. Yeah.
And infertility is like on the rise. I've been looking at that a lot recently, and yeah, it's all linked to that period pain as well. You'll
right,
get
okay.
really bad period pain if you don't wear slippers.
I like fluffy
and socks.
Bed socks.
And also, all of us go out now in our little Uggs and stuff. You don't realise how cold your feet get throughout
the day. No, I agree.
I love the fluffy bed socks.
Yeah, I don't wear them in bed at night though.
You can't beat them. Right, so start limiting your screen time when you get home. All well said, but
I feel like that's the time when you actually go on it most. Mm.
So you can get like these blue light glasses and blue light glass pieces that you put on your phone. I actually need to look into whether or not the phone one does work, because I have heard mixed reviews.
Do you know one of the things I've started doing, because I'm terrible for waking up throughout the night, and because I go on my phone in the night.
I've started
putting it away. I need it for the time, that's all, but I've started putting it away, because it really, and lying there in bed and scrolling not just before good. You go to sleep puts not good no, images in your brain good. Before sleep.
And then baths and showers with essential oils. I love like my Epsom salt baths, and also magnesium baths.
Yes.
So good for you. Making a list for the next day before bed is really good. So that's brain dumping. We all love to do that, but on each other.
I make a list, and I also, all the kids' uniforms are out, folded down to the socks and boxers at the end of the bed, ready. The house is always completely tidy. Like last night after our dinner, I went round, I wiped all this, like cleaned everything, hoovered, did everything, put all the uniforms at the end of the bed.
I can't sleep unless...
There was no dish. There wasn't even a cut as much as a spoon in the thing.
Yeah.
Everything completely clean. My own clothes out, everyone's clothes out, because I will be damned if I'm waking up on Monday morning and it's pissing down and I'm coming downstairs to washing, to the vacuum you're doing, to looking for the kids' uniforms.
No, prepare you can't.
Prepare yourself while you can.
The light therapy, we swear by that. Yeah. Red light, especially in winter, is amazing. And if you suffer with spots, the blue light is so good. And again, we go back to like, take all your makeup off, get everything clean, tie your hair back. Using an exfoliating treatment 2 or 3 times a week, not manual exfoliation, obviously. So yes, 2 or 3 times a week, you need an exfoliating treatment. 3 or 4 times a week, you need your light therapy. 3 or 4 times a week, if you are over 25, if you're not, don't bother, you need a retinoid as well. Hair oiling, this is absolutely huge. So there's this thing called a hair bonnet, a silk hair bonnet.
Okay.
Have you got one?
No.
You need one. Christina, you need one
as well.
I've
got a silk pillow now.
Yes. So it's the same concept as a silk pillow, but basically, you know how when I have my blow dry, it lasts all week?
Yeah.
If I put that in my silk bonnet, it stays.
Really?
And whatever oils you put bonnet. On your hair.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but... I'm cringing.
Then also you've got your eyebrow and eyelash treatments that you should be putting on before bed.
1 minute, James,
your body
let me
treatments.
Put my silk bonnet on.
Yeah. I love my silk bonnet. But also because my hair's so blonde, if I've got tan on, it goes orange.
It?
Yeah. And it sticks.
Silk bonnet.
So you
wow,
all,
it's an all-time low for
everyone
me.
Will be silk bonneting soon, I promise. Okay. I promise. And yeah, tan, if you feel like shit, girls, I can't tell you enough, once you've tanned you'll feel a million times better.
I much prefer to tan if it's a jobs day. I much prefer to tan in the morning. I know you stink all day, but
I don't care.
I don't like tanning at night. I feel like that gets rid of the aesthetic, the clean aesthetic. You're then
but
stinky
also,
and brown.
Then you had to change your bedding.
Yeah, I don't like doing it. I don't really tan that much. When I do, I tan through the day.
Yeah, me too. And
then
I
take
wash
it off
it
and moisturise at night and get in all brown 100%. And slimy.
So there is your get unready routine with us. And also supplements that I swear by that help me sleep. I do my essential oils on my pillow. Lavender, I spray shitloads of it. I've got this.
I spray my lavender essentials onto my bonnet,
and it's called a drowsy mask. You actually tried mine on, and you did very like it a lot.
You did very like it. You very liked it.
It is called a drowsy sleep mask. It's like putting a big pillow
on your
face.
You must look
face.
Such a twat at night.
I don't. Ed definitely doesn't want to shag me.
No, no wonder. Absolutely. I'm surprised you've got any kids.
And then I've got this Lumi alarm clock that wakes me up with light as well.
Have you got a Tony as well?
Oh, the Tony, the kids ones. I can't
figure
out how to work it.
Do you get a story read
to
you as well at night and a grow clock or whatever?
Oh, I'd
it
love
is.
That. Anyway, if you take magnesium and tart cherry together, it like knocks you out.
Magnesium,
like,
I do
level.
Agree with.
Yeah. And cures anxiety for the next day.
Oh my God, listen to this. So on yesterday, I had terrible anxiety. Isn't it funny how it
even
just...
Even though you didn't drink or anything?
I've not drunk for ages, really. It's really weird. Now it's just all of a sudden... I said to James in the morning, I feel really anxious today.
Do you know that's a sign of being perimenopausal?
Thank you.
Supposedly,
now I am anxious. Now I have got anxiety.
When you are going through the menopause, you have severe brain fog and anxiety for
I've
absolutely
had brain
no
fog
reason.
For years. like years. What were we talking about before? And you were like, do you not remember that? And I was like, no. Somebody had done something not very nice and I'd forgotten. I have got the... She was like, yeah, that happened. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I forgot about that. I've got this most terrible brain fog. But no, I just had... I'm fine today.
That's called memory. Brain fog is where you can't focus on a task, and you definitely have that as well.
So I've got brain fog and bad memory.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, we have got
I must put on my bonnet. I would
say tie your bonnet and your mask.
If anyone's got brain fog here, I think it's you. With the bonnet on.
I love my bonnet.
How long does that unready routine take? Because this seems like...
When do you start? Like 2 p.m?
Probably.
Do you know what? If I've got a day when I don't
you
have
do
to...
As
yeah,
well.
If I don't have to leave the house again...
Jammers, fresh I get jammers.
In, say today I've got to get Thea from school, but if I didn't have to, I would get in, I would have a bath,
off, yeah.
Take all my makeup off, put something comfy on. I would still work, but I can...
Layers of skin cream.
I'm lucky enough to work. We can do it from our phones. Yeah. So we'll have calls, we'll have meetings. But yeah, I will...
I feel like that's just a winter vibe, isn't it?
I agree. And in the summer... I get angry in the summer because
it's
not
dark. In the summer, I sit outside and drink white wine and smoke fags.
So it's all about balance.
So at least half.
With your bonnet on.
Yeah.
I sit with my bonnet on smoking. Sit there.
And my fluffy socks.
And your fluffy socks.
Anyway.
Lovely. So there is our hack for... I do think, look, not. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
I always like to be realistic here. Not everyone can probably do the full four-hour routine. But I think the main thing to take away from this is take your fucking makeup off.
Yeah.
There's
your slap off.
Take your slap off. Take your tutty off. There's absolutely no...
Take your knickers off.
I can't sleep with my fanny out.
I have to sleep with no knickers
no,
on.
No, I cannot sleep with my fanny out.
Why?
I get discharge. Not loads, but like I don't want like a wet slime in my underpants, like in my underwear area.
It doesn't happen. I just never wear knickers for bed. I sleep fully nude apart from my support bra.
I don't wear a bra, but I do wear I will not sleep without my knickers on. And also, like, when I'm cuddling James, like, it feels like my clam is stuck to his leg. Do you know what I mean? Like,
my clam!
I spoon James, and I literally wrap my legs around him, and it literally... Like, do you know what I mean? I don't want slapping on his leg. And James would try and finger me all night. So my underwear is a protective barrier against my partner. I swear. I feel like if you've not got knickers on, you basically say... Mine and James's, like, unspoken languages. If I've got my knickers on, it's a no. If they're off, we're on. So
right.
If I leave them off, like, he'll think he can shag me all night.
Oh,
no, there needs to be a protective layer against my vagina and him.
Okay.
I don't know where we were going with this. Take your makeup off. Wear
Do you know what
you
I've actually discovered, though? Those period knickers.
Do you like them?
Love. Obsessed. Got the ones from Primark. And they're high-waisted, so they're not like...
Stunning.
I'm so unattractive.
Wow.
But also, bonnet. Like, yeah, no, obsessed. Anyway, we won't keep you too long on this.
We won't keep you too long. Anyway, moving on. Where were we there? So I just want... This is just like totally random here. Ashley's gone to the toilet and I hate her. No, I just wanted to quickly jump on. There's a really nice email and I just wanted to tell you. Okay, so here we go. If you do read this, please keep me in on. But feel free to provide the context that I'm a professional athlete. Ooh. I have found you girls to be so uplifting and I've really needed some reminding that I shouldn't give a fuck about people that don't support me. I've had a really tough time over the past couple of months with some public... negative opinions and lies about my contract decisions and my career. Every time I start getting upset about these people, I put on your podcast and I'm instantly reminded to continue being me and being unapologetically me. I have an amazing support network and a large group of supporters, and doing and being my best is the only thing that matters. I wanted to read that out because just a reminder why we started this podcast and the reason that we started it was to try and encourage people to be whoever you want to be and just look after yourself and do what you feel is right. And if you're not feeling good about something, don't do it. But as long as you know you've done it with the best intentions, then don't let any other fucker make you feel bad.
Right. Lauren, Christina, we have got a confession here. And it says, girls, please keep me anon. I'm a huge fan of the pod and I've listened to every single episode. I'm also Scottish and I love it when Lauren attempts a Scottish accent. I've never written in, but when I listened to the latest episode and Ashley was talking about her friend having sex 7 times in one night, I had to share this. Right, go on, Anon, please share. So, When me and my boyfriend started seeing and were very much in the honeymoon phase, we had sex 9 times in one day. He came every time and we managed 3 times back to back. What the fuck? The rest was throughout the day. I did ask him what goes on with the coming situation. He said the cum does reduce every time, but he still gets the full orgasm feeling. I absolutely do not think we could manage 9 times these days, but girls, 9 times, very much possible. I can confirm, by the end of the day, my fanny was so swollen, I couldn't stand for any amount of time and a good few hours afterwards.
So, men can do that, but I think 9 is excessive. But James says that the feeling goes down each time.
Why? Because the less stuff squirts out.
I don't know. Do you know what I've been doing lately? What? I can achieve a multiple orgasm nearly every time.
How? Right?
So I'll do
the womanizer.
I'll do yes. Nick took 15.
Does James come with a discount code?
So I I'll do one.
Fuck me if you had an affiliate scheme on him.
I know. So I'll do one, and then I can do another, like with a bit of about a 10-second break.
Yeah, I've been able to do that.
Oh,
before.
Have you?
Yeah.
I didn't used to be able to do that.
Have you ever done it where you've done one and one has come straight after?
Very rare.
Yeah.
Like a concurrent.
Yeah, and it's when you go like, no, stop, stop.
And then you go, what?
Yeah. Have you done that, Christy?
Second one's not as good, though.
No. Mm. But I can literally almost... like 10 seconds later, and he'll, and you know what he said? I can't.
Go on.
No,
we're all friends.
It's not the bonus.
No, I'll save it for the Patreon. Okay. I can't. I don't know who's listening. But yeah, do you know, the past 3 days, every night, I've come on to James, not him come on to me.
Fucking
I'm wondering
hell.
If it's where I'm at in my cycle.
Where are you ovulating?
Oh, I hope not. Shit. Wedding's postponed. I've just come off my period.
Yeah, that's your most... So day
I've
one...
I've been so horny.
Day one is the first day of your period.
Right, so I'm on about day 10.
And you ovulate on day 11.
Oh shit.
Do
you know on The Sims where you make them have sex and it goes ding, 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 when you've made a baby? Uh-oh.
So sperm can live for up to 5 days. So that's why day, say, 6, you finish your period, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's why they say if you're trying for a baby to have sex every day after your period for a week.
Well, I have done that.
And you will do the thing called sperm meets egg.
Sperm meets egg. Right, guys, I hope you have enjoyed the episode. I kind of don't know what we've spoken about. It was a bit all over the show.
Fog.
Not like us, is it? Are you here? Are you okay?
I'm here.
Can you hear through that furry thing?
Yes, I can. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you all so much. And we will see you again on Friday if you're part of Patreon. If
you are... Stop Patreon! Fucking saying that!
I'm taking the piss.
I know! Patreon!
But yeah, if you are free for the rest of the day, my advice would be to get on Love Honey and get yourself a womanizer.
And go home... and start your slow evening, what's it called? Unfold.
Unwind.
Unpackage. What did you call it?
Unready with me.
Mm. There you go, girls. And if you haven't got time, just throw whatever you can in your mouth, get the kids, and go to bed whenever you can with a glass of wine. That way's fine too.
And a fag. Love you.
Bye. Love you, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.